the Grannies,
and we're all here.
Hi, I'm Granny Vicki.
I'm Granny Mary.
I'm Granny Lou.
I'm Granny Mary, too.
I'm Granny Linda.
I'm Granny Barb.
And I'm Granny Gail.
We'll sing our song now. We hope you'll enjoy, everyone. And remember what we stand for when we're all done.
Hello, everybody. Good to see you here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for inviting us to be at your conference today. Did they invite us or did we just show up?
We invited ourselves.
We invited ourselves.
Sometimes we just show up, so we wanted to be sure that we were invited. Anyway, we are the Raging Grannies of Northern Minnesota, and we're here to sing a few songs for you. The Raging Grannies is an international organization that started in Canada 30-some years ago, and it rapidly spread throughout the world. And now, here it is in northern Minnesota. We are totally nonviolent, believe in only peaceful protest, and we speak for the many, not the few. We have lots of fun singing together. We refuse to be silenced, just try. And for the sake of our children, our grandchildren, and all the children throughout the world, we will sing out for peace, economic and social justice, and the environment.
Hear, hear.
I really have to tell you something before we start. We are not really a professional organization. We have some singers who are pretty good. Look out for the ones on that far end there. Over here, we've got the rest of us. We can't really quite carry a tune, and we don't understand singing on key. But we love to sing with the Grannies. We love to get together and sing our songs. We believe in the messages of our songs. And besides, we love to put on our pretty dresses and our fancy hats and just get out once in a while and see people. Sing our songs for everyone who wants to listen. The other thing I need to share with you, this is very important now, listen up. Some of our songs may be a little offensive to some people. I don't know how to say this. We are what some people might call, a little left of center, maybe a little bit liberal. Now, don't be shocked. I mean, you know, it's just the way we are. But we hope that no matter what your beliefs and what your leanings are, that you'll enjoy our songs and sit back and enjoy them, even if you don't believe in everything in them. Okay? Okay, now Granny Linda here is going to give you a little bit of our history.
Well, it was last summer when I attended a conference in Madison, Wisconsin. And I walked into a room and came upon the most unusual sight. At the back two rows, there were all these ladies with old-fashioned hats and long dresses, and then all of a sudden they went up on stage and started singing songs and waving wooden spoons. Well, I had to go up to one of those ladies and say, "Hey, can I start a Raging Granny group in my town?" And they said, "Well, sure, it's easy. Just gather a bunch of women and start singing. In fact, there's even a website." Ooh, a website. So if you go to www.raginggrannies.org, you can read all about us. We started in Canada, but the Canadians don't care if we sing along with them. We hope you'll enjoy our songs tonight.
Okay, ladies.
Here's our generic all-purpose protest. song, and we can sing it whenever things go wrong. It's how we protest for peace and justice. When we sing it loud and sing it strong, we're raging grannies, so we'll keep singing, and we'll keep raging, our voices ringing. As we get older, we're growing bolder, so we sing our generic protest song. We start by naming the current problem: election fraud or profiling Muslims, preemptive warfare for corporate profit. We just trot out this handy dandy song. We're raging grannies, so we'll keep singing, and we'll keep raging, our voices ringing. As we get older, we're growing bolder, so we sing our generic protest song. Torturing prisoners, or global warming, or health insurance that doesn't cure us, or job outsourcing, or nuclear weapons. We just sing out this good old purpose song. We're raging grannies, so we'll keep singing, and we'll keep raging, our voices ringing. As we get older, we're growing bolder, so we sing our generic protest song. And now we're coming up to the ending. That's where we ask you to join the chorus. Get off your fannies and join the grannies and sing out your protest loud and strong.
Everybody sing!
We're raging grannies, so we'll keep singing, and we'll keep raging, our voices ringing. As we get older, we're growing bolder, so we sing our generic protest song.
One more time.
We're raging grannies, so we'll keep singing, and we'll keep raging, our voices ringing. As we get older, we're growing bolder, so we sing our generic protest song. So we sing our generic protest song.
That's great. You can all be raging grannies.
Help, everything's gone all wrong. It's just awful.
What's so awful?
Well, you know, my dear niece is having a baby. It's just so sad, so very sad.
I didn't think that would be sad. I didn't think it would be awful.
Well, usually it would be, but not in this case. You see, her husband has lost his job. He was laid off. And that means they have no medical care at all. I mean, that means no prenatal care, nothing. And, you know, as a matter of fact, it looks like they may not even have a home because they probably are not going to be able to pay the mortgage on the house. And I think the poor little one may have to sleep in a dresser drawer if he's lucky. I mean, it's really, really bad.
We had a problem kind of like that in our family. My sister had cancer, and they didn't have insurance, and they had to sell their house in order to pay the bills.
Oh, dear.
And now they live in my basement.
Oh, dear.
Ladies, I couldn't help over here, and I'm so sorry to hear what's going on. You know, things are really bad for people without health insurance in this country right now. Last night, I heard that 45,000 people died last year because they didn't have access to health care.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that awful? It's tragic. But what is this world coming to? Well, I don't know, but I know there is hope.
There are people all over the country working on something called universal single-payer health care. It's health care for everybody. It's like Medicare, the Medicare for everybody. No one would be excluded.
Granny Vicki, that would be wonderful. You mean everybody would have health care?
Yes, everybody.
You know, maybe we should write a song about it.
Well, you know, by coincidence, I just happen to have one right over here. Well, let's go sing it, ladies.
Okay.
Our old granny went to work, but when she needed health care, her insurance company said
she could kiss their dairy ear.
What does our old granny need? Single payer health plan. Private profits have to go. Health care for all is our demand. Junior's tumor's very big, he needs an operation, but though he works, he can't afford it.
What an abomination.
What does working people need? Single payer health plan. Private profits have to go. Health care for all is our demand. Grandpa's colonoscopy, the doctor said, was needed, but Grandpa had no health care plan.
So he is 6 feet deep, no?
What does our old grandpa need? Single payer health plan. Private profits have to go. Health care for all is our demand. In the House and in the Senate, grannies will be raging till we have health care for all.
Now that's a fight worth waging.
Listen to the grannies rage for single payer health plan. Private profits have to go. Health care for all is our demand. Health care for all is our demand.
Now, you folks all know what ASAP stands for, don't you?
No.
Yes.
As possible. Thank you. Yes. But there's a new meaning for ASAP now. There is a group of people working down in Minneapolis to get the government to start taking a look at all of this money that we're sending over to fight never-ending wars instead of using it here at home to help our people. And the name of the project is Minnesota Arms Spending Alternative Project. Isn't that a great idea? You know, it probably took a granny to come up with that. So we're going to sing a song about it now. Minnesota ASAP.
This tax is your tax. This tax is my tax. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. Military spending is never ending. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. It goes to Afghanistan. It goes to Iraq. It goes to Libya. What are these wars giving ya? Let's put those revenues into a better use. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. This tax is your tax. This tax is my tax. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. Military spending is never ending. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. As I was driving around Minnesota, my wheels went plunking into a pothole. Bridges collapsing, workers are asking, where are all the jobs for you and me? This tax is your tax. This tax is my tax. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. Military spending is never ending. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. If you're on the left side, or you're on the right side, or you're in the middle, or you're on the outside, whatever club you're in, we're all constituents. This spending comes from you and me. This tax is your tax. This tax is my tax. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. Military spending is never ending. Let's bring that money back to Minnesota ASAP. A-S-A-P!
What's that spell?
ASAP!
I just have to mention that because we're of a mature age, sometimes we have little granny moments where our minds go totally blank and don't know what we're doing. But if we wait a minute or two, it goes away. Be patient with us. Okay, now we grannies would like to take a break from all our raging. And we'd like to take you on a journey to a dream world where peace and love abide. Ladies, look around you. Just look around you.
Look around you, see the people who are working every day for the kind of world we all want, where healthy children laugh and play. A world with no more nuclear weapons. Guns are banned and want is rare. Where all races live together. Everyone has good health care. Equal rights and equal wages. Social justice on the earth. No pollution on the planet. A new world will come to birth. Look around you, see the people who are working every day for a world of peace and plenty where the grandkids laugh and play.
You know, Granny Lou, my boy Howard, yeah, he's pretty smart, but my boy Howard told me that the U.S. of A. has more natural gas than anywhere in the whole world. And natural gas is clean fuel. So my boy says that these people that are talking about pollution, they're just trying to scare us old grannies.
Really? Well, my nephew Jason said it's how they get the natural gas from those deep deposits that's the problem. Toxic chemicals are used to blow the gas from deep within the earth. Poisons the water.
Poisons the water.
Turns the water brown. Poisons the water.
What?
Process is called hydrofracturing. Just listen to this.
Scary.
The USA's addicted now to fossil fuel and oil, and hydrofracking's on the rise. It makes our blood just boil. We know that fracking will destroy our water and our soil. Hydrofracturing just sucks. So take your freaking fracking drills and keep them from our town. We don't want your freaking fracking turning all our water brown. And take your freaking fracking drills or we will shut you down. Hydrofracturing just sucks. Keep losing nasty chemicals and poisons all the water and causes quakes beneath the earth, a thing it shouldn't utter. We want safe drinking water for our sons and for our daughters. Hydrofracturing just sucks. So take your freaking frackin' drills and keep them from our town. We don't want your freaking frackin' turning all our water brown. And take your freaking frackin' drills or we will shut you down. Hydrofracturing just sucks. The corporations tell us all that they have got a plan to force the gas from Mother Earth will still be safe for man. But light a match near water and your house will go kablam! Hydrofracturing just sucks. So take your freaking fracking drills and keep them from our town. We don't want your freaking fracking turning all our water brown. So take your freaking fracking drills or we will shut you down. Hydrofracturing just sucks. Hydrofracturing just sucks. Hydrofracturing just sucks. Hydrofracturing just sucks.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Wow, what an act to follow. Well, I'm Granny Lou, and I'd like to tell you a story about my maternal grandmother, Clara. She was born in 1894 out in West Central Minnesota on a farm, the eldest of 13 siblings. In 1912, when she turned 18 years old, her parents, my great-grandparents, said that she would have to leave to go start supporting herself. They had many mouths to feed, and she was now considered an adult, so it was time to start earning her own living. Well, fortunately, she had all that child-rearing experience from helping to raise her 12 younger brothers and sisters. So she quickly got a job as a live-in nanny for Dr. Hodapp and his wife in the Wilmer area. They had three children, and Dr. Hodapp was a very prominent and well-liked doctor in the area. So my grandmother felt this was quite a good opportunity for her. Dr. Hodapp and his wife soon realized that my grandmother was not only a very hardworking young woman, she was a very smart young woman as well. So they encouraged her to enroll in the nursing program at the local hospital, which she did. She was accepted. And there she met a number of other young women who, like her, were very interested in what was going on around the country at the time. And of course, a very hot topic of conversation was the woman's right to vote movement, what the suffragettes were doing, what was happening with the 19th Amendment. My grandmother was a real street fighter. When she dedicated herself to a cause, she did not quit until she had accomplished her goal. I mean, there was no turning back. So once she decided that women should be voting, that was something that she was not going to quit on. She and her friends wrote out flyers, they made up posters, they started appearing at community events, they appeared at the county fair, and of course, in a conservative town like Wilmer, this went over like a big lead balloon. So they were labeled troublemakers, and people started putting pressure on the doctors like Dr. Hodapp to get rid of these troublemakers, because of course they wouldn't talk to the women, they'd talk to the men because the men were supposed to be in charge. Fortunately, Dr. Hodapp and his wife were very sympathetic to the women's movement, so they just encouraged my grandmother to keep going. About the same time, another big event happened in my grandmother's life. She met the man who became my Grandpa John. And she not only loved him, but he had money. So this was a good thing because he was also sympathetic to the women's movement. So he was able to contribute some extra cash and kick up the effort a few notches. I can only imagine the joy and the celebration in both the Hodapp household and in my grandparents' household when in 1919, both the House and the Senate passed the 19th Amendment. What a happy time that was for all the people who worked so hard and supported that amendment. course, the ratification process was not completed until August 20th of 1920. But in between that, those two dates, another big event happened in my grandmother's life. She gave birth to her first child, who was my mother. Now, we have a custom in my family that new family members are named after other family members. But in this case, my grandmother decided to break with tradition. There was a woman in the suffragette movement who she just admired so much, she decided she had to name her daughter after this woman. So, any guesses on what my mom's name was?
Susan.
No, a little bit later. A little bit later.
Yes!
Elizabeth.
Alice.
Alice.
Yay!
Alice. Alice, and she was born on March 8th, 1920. So this next song is for my grandmother and all the women who paid such a high price so that we could have the right and the privilege to vote.
We never will forget Grandma was a suffragette. We're fighting on for women's rights, we still have more to get. But we won't sit and sigh, burst into tears and cry. The world won't change without us, cause we hold up half the sky. We want things changed, call in your sisters, and tell the men they're welcome to assist us. There's no power on earth that can resist us, cause we hold up half the sky. Now that we have the rights for which women won the fight, are we using all our power? Are we using all our might? Stand up and speak your mind.
Be assertive.
Strong.
But kind.
Women have a special strength. We hold up half the sky. Things change, call on your sisters, and tell the men they're welcome to assist us. There's no power on earth that can resist us, cause we hold up half the sky.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go to the mic next.
Yep.
Now what are you protesting?
I'm not protesting anything. I'm working for a move to amend.
They're doing the move to amend.
What in the world is that?
We are working to abolish corporate personhood. Way back in 1886, long before you or I were even born, the Supreme Court decided that corporations are people. Can you imagine? People! I know, it's crazy. It's just crazy. And then, to make matters worse, 2 years ago, the Supreme Court decided that corporations, as people, could donate as much money as they wanted to political candidates. Yeah, they can actually buy political candidates.
No.
Corporations as people. We need to give them a physical. Just see if they have a belly button like the rest of us human beings.
Well, they don't. So they can't be people.
I just saw a bumper sticker that said, I'll believe corporations are people when Texas executes one.
ExxonMobil is single.
Maybe I could marry.
So, you want to live in a pipeline and be totally celibate for the rest of your polluted life?
No, I like to cuddle.
Yeah. I suggest you find a nice human being one with a belly button, and get down to some serious cuddling.
I don't have time now. I've got to work on Move to Amend.
Dear, what can the matter be? Big money is killing democracy. We're fed up with the fat cat's hypocrisy. We need to move to amend.
The Supreme Court's decided that big corporations can donate to candidates all through the nation. Elections are now a real abomination. So we need to move to amend.
Oh dear, what can the matter be? Big money is killing democracy. We're fed up with the fat cat's hypocrisy. We need to move to amend.
The candidates have to take money that's dirty, or they can't buy ads on the news at 6:30. And folks don't have access to news that is worthy.
So we need to move to amend. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Big money is killing democracy. We're fed up with the fat cat's hypocrisy. We need to move to amend.
We
corporations back candidates who help the wealthy, while poor people cannot afford to stay healthy. Our tax money's wasted on bombs that are stealthy. So,
we need to move to amend. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Big money is killing democracy. We're fed up with the fat cat's hypocrisy. We need to move to amend. We need to move to amend.
Okay.
Oh dear sisters, now the battle's done. We struggled for the right to vote and eventually we won. We fed children and hung the washing out. And then we grabbed our hats and signs to march and sing and shout. Oh dear sisters, you know us by name.
I'm Susan B. Anthony.
I'm Eleanor Roosevelt.
I'm Bella Abzug.
I'm Gloria Steinem.
And I'm everyone. And though we may have never met, our goals are all the same. So, dear sisters, it's a right we share. And when you're in the voting line, look back. You'll see us there.
Thank you. Let's go, ladies.
Get out and vote. 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 It's time to take a stand on issues in the land. Don't stick your head in sand. Get off your duff and vote. Get out 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 and vote. Young and old alike, claim a hard-fought fight. Exercise your right. Get off your duff and vote. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote. Don't gripe if you have not marked a ballot spot to register your thought. Get off your duff and vote. Get out 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 and vote. Vote by absentee to keep this country free. Join you and you and me. Get off your duff and vote. Get out 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 and vote.